AM 1493.3 FM K1, and we are inviting you to spend the next few minutes with us as we focus in on several items around the area. First of all, welcoming in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, in the home of the 995 oil change and the home of the low-priced tire guarantee as well. Tires might be something you want to check out if we're going to have some icy conditions coming our way this weekend.
Tires are awfully important to how you drive in icy conditions and all kinds of inclement weather. But yeah, if you've got an issue with your tires, it'd be good to come check them out if you need to get out this weekend. But it's probably going to be better for everybody if they don't have to, just to stay put and see what happens.
Yeah, a good idea. But it is tires that actually do the braking action. The brakes slow down the wheels, but it's...
the braking is usually the issue.
As the commercial used to say, it's where the rubber meets the road.
That's right. Now, tires are a critical part of your car. I mean, one of the most important things to maintain, and that's why we do the great, you know, tire guarantee on pricing and our Tires for Life program, and really the 995 oil change, too. So, you know, making maintenance are really affordable for our customers, and building value through their car, through their ownership of the vehicle over a long period.
Yep. And, of course, a well-maintained car, in most respects, gets you better trade-in value when you decide to pick up a new one.
Well, sure, it's critical. Yeah. You know, a maintained vehicle is going to be better for the next person who owns it. And, you know, there's always in that. I mean, the used car market is huge. So we're always looking to buy new, good used cars. So that's another great benefit of our program is we get, with the 995 oil change, we attract so many owners in, people who buy elsewhere, people from all over this part of the state. That gives us a look at a lot of cars, and we buy a lot of cars that way. We're constantly looking to buy cars and put them in our used car inventory, so that's another great benefit of the program.
Some news this week from Ford that I heard about. They're the return of the Bronco.
That's right. Bronco and Ranger.
Yeah.
And, you know, this has been rumored for a while now, and we'll have to wait a little bit to see exactly what comes out on the street. You know, see the prototypes that are out, and, you know, there's lots of great ideas, but people are very excited. It's going to be, I think, a very popular vehicle.
Built in Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's some good news on the auto front. That's the only car news that I remember hearing, but I'm sure...
Well, there's been a lot. You know, we talked about the consumer experience, Consumer Electronics Show last week.
Right.
There's so many things happening in that part of the world, and we're all getting ready for a big convention. The National Automobile Dealers Association convention is in a couple weeks. I won't be here on Thursday later in the month. I'll be down in New Orleans at this convention.
Oh, that's rough duty.
And we'll do, there's manufacturer meetings at that, so I'll spend time with both Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln executives about what's coming. There'll be car show type stuff with displays on new product, all the vendors and people who try to sell and do things for auto dealers. Sell things to and do things for auto dealers are there. It's a huge convention, one of the largest in the world, and people from all over the world come to it. It'd be real exciting, and I should have some more news then.
Well, I think New Orleans is one of those cities that has really stepped up on so many convention-type events like yours because of all the other arts and entertainment things going on within the city. It's a great destination.
Well, it is, and it's pretty convenient. A lot of great walking there around the convention center, and it's accessible in the French Quarter area. And there just aren't that many places that can handle a convention this big because it doesn't just take the facility. You got to have hotels and stuff like that. And because it's a great tourist destination, it does have the great hotels. The only other places we really go are occasionally to San Francisco, but Las Vegas and New Orleans and San Francisco are pretty much it anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Well, around Bartlesville, it's a matter of, again, getting that 995 oil change and having your car well-maintained, because you do check tire pressure. You check all the other fluid levels and everything else that you do just as part of that 995 service.
Well, the vehicle inspection is really critical. You know, that's the first thing we do when we get a car in on trade is we do inspect the vehicle, and so we do that every time your vehicle's in for service. You know, we can't go all the way unless we take the wheels off, and then we can do a pretty full inspection. If we don't do a tire rotation, we're going to be able to do just a visual inspection on your brakes. It's not the full thing where we can get in and actually measure and touch your brake system. You've got to get the tires off. But virtually everything else, all the fluids, all the belts, everything else gets checked. You know, it's not a perfect thing. Things can still break, but we're going to look at it. We'll make sure that everything's right and when you leave, and that's a good thing. And that really does help you a lot. And the fluid top off is a great thing, too, because we'll keep your washer fluid full and make sure that everything's just set right. I mean, that's something that in the old days we'd used to do. You know, I checked the oil every time I filled up the car back when I was younger and trained. You know,
you drive over the drive, the little thing goes ding, ding. Somebody pops out and says, you know, can I check your windshield?
Tire pressure and all that. But now the car checks the tire pressure for me, and I don't check the oil quite so much. So it's important to have somebody looking at that kind of stuff. And you're looking at the transmission fluid, looking at your brakes, checking the battery. We check the power amperage on battery. We can tell you whether it's wearing and if it's going to have stress. You know, with temperature changes like we have in Oklahoma, you know, that puts a lot of stress on batteries. And we see them. Had a customer who had just driven to the store and come back, parked their car, it wouldn't start again. I mean, the battery just stopped. It was a battery failure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but it had, they give signs of that. And eventually there is one time they just don't go. And you don't want to be needing the car at that point.
Now that's hopefully that somebody from Dungeon's family of autos has said, you know, the next time you come in, we need to replace your battery.
Yeah, no, that's the whole idea, is to be able to do the inspection, to give you some time to know what's coming. It gives you a chance to budget for it if that's the situation you want to do, and so you know what's coming and you can make those decisions over time.
We had temperatures over 70 earlier this week, and as I look at, let's say, Sunday night, I don't have the Sunday night forecast on here. Let's look at Friday night here, lower 30s, 70% chance for some probably freezing precipitation.
Yeah.
80% chance for that same sort of thing during the day Friday night, lower 30s. Chance of precip on Saturday, mid-30s for a high. We're going to have
up a little higher than that.
Well, Sunday, hopefully it'll warm up to around 50-something and everything. Whatever we had will go away.
Yeah. It's a coming, but that's winter in Oklahoma.
It is. But there is an organization that is active helping family situations.
This is one of the times of years when big brothers and big sisters is such a big thing in Oklahoma, because we get ready for both for kids' sakes here in Bartlesville. And we've got Charlene Dewin here with us again today. You've been in a few times, I think, in the past.
Yeah, Charlie and I talk to each other frequently.
Uh-huh. So tell us what's going on this year.
Well, we want to thank you, Dungeness Family of Autos, for your continued support. You've been supporting us for years. Our presenting sponsor is DSR, and our campaign sponsors are ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest annual fundraiser, and we had close to 1,000 people who participate.
That's a great time.
Teams get together, teams of five or six, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and ask other people to join them by pledging on their pledge sheets, and then they come out and bowl at the Red Apple bowling lanes, or the ConocoPhillips 66 employees can bowl at the P66 lanes. And new this year, we've always had the party days at the Red Apple, and the P66, the employees that bowled at P66 just kind of had their own little group. And so we're doing two party days at the P66 lanes this year, door prizes, and trying to make that a more fun kind of taking the party to them. Right now we had, this morning when I checked, we had 53 teams registered.
Awesome.
And yes, awesome. We only need 100 more. But you know, we're good. We just did our kickoff on Tuesday, a little earlier this year, and we have a new website, which is I think a little more user friendly on the front end for participants and for people who want to donate. So
what's the address for that website?
Well, it'll be hard to give over the air because all the B's sound like C's and whatever, but it's bfksbartlesville.org. So think Bowl for Kids' Sake Bartlesville, just the abbreviation for that. So,
awesome.
Or call our office. We'll be happy to send you information, send you a team captain's packet.
Well, and the computer's pretty smart. If you just go to Google and say Bowl for Kids' Sake Bartlesville, I'll bet it'll take you
right to it. I bet you it will.
You don't have to use
that's
Google.
Why
use one or the others.
Yeah,
but so they're pretty smart.
Yes, I'm guessing that probably would happen.
Google, the brand name has become the generic, just like all t-shirts.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
All copies are Xerox or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
and you can get a lot of information about the programs, too.
About the program, right. Big Brothers Big Sisters provides one-to-one mentors for children that are vulnerable in our community. Children that are just in need of a friend, someone, a role model, someone to spend some extra time with them.
How many active mentor relationships do you have going at any one time?
We served 78 children last year. I think we have active open right now, like 50.
Mm-hmm.
The difference being is that we always start the year out with how many you have open, and then all the new matches you add count into that children served. We're always adding matches and closing matches, mm-hmm. because it our average match length for community-based is right at 32 months, I think.
32
and
months,
then
almost
for
3 years.
For average match length for site-based is 20 months, I think, 22 months.
How old are the kids when they start this usually? I mean, is there a typical age?
The children that we serve are going to be between the ages of 6 and 18.
Okay.
Typically 6 and 14 when we match them, and then we'll serve them until they're 18. The mentors are going to be for community-based, which means the activities are happening in the community.
Right.
Those volunteers need to be 18 or older. For site-based, the mentor meets the child at the child's school, so there's no transportation involved. Those mentors can be as young as 15 and a half. And so the majority of our site-based mentors really are high school students that have done fabulous jobs. Because in our program, the site-based program is in the after-school program hours, which is in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame. And so that makes it a little more restrictive for like someone who is employed,
sure.
unless they have the kind of flexibility to go to do that. So the site-based program is perfect for retirees, perfect for people who work maybe shift work or don't work outside the home, high school students, college students. So
that's fascinating. And in the community-based mentors. Now, these are people just from the community that volunteer to do that. Tell us about how you become a mentor in that program.
Well, all you have to do is call and get the information. We ask for an application. We do an in-person interview. And the purpose of that interview is to get to know you, to understand what's your idea of being a big, what are you bringing to the table, what's your personality, what interests you, what is your life experience, what kinds of things would you like to work with. Some volunteers will say, I've had these life experiences and I really think I could help a child who's having a similar experience in their childhood. Other people will say, I've had these life experiences, I don't want to revisit them, and I really want to be a mentor, but I would prefer not to have these specific life or family issues to deal with. Either answer is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's just
but you want to match people up well, I would
right,
think. So
because
really...
when you think about it, the way we have friends is we have people who we get along with, we have something in common with, and one of us is not too needy for the other. And that's what makes a good match. After the interview, we do a background check, criminal history, and driving record. And we ask for references, and when someone is approved to be a mentor, then they're matched with the child based on personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's strengths are. Then a match introduction is set up, where the parent, the child, the mentor, and the match support specialist all meet together and talk about, you know, the expectations and have a little time to get to know each other. So, and then they're off. And we just did a match intro the other day at the office, and it was so fun because when they were introduced and they were just having so much fun back there, because we leave the mentor and the child you know, alone in the a room a little bit, and the parent and the case manager are out in another room, and you could hear them. They were just laughing and having a really good time kind of getting acquainted, and it was almost like, okay, you have to quit now and plan for your next outing. And you see the difference that a mentor can make in a child's life is phenomenal. We hear the stories all the time. I've been the director here for 27 plus years, and the value in that, besides the continuity to the community and the program, is I've had the privilege of seeing kids that we matched, or that I matched when they were littles, coming back, at being productive members of our community. I've seen, in fact, Cheryl Lyon is the company coordinator for ConocoPhillips, and I asked her to share her match story at the kickoff. And I matched Cheryl probably 25 years ago when she was single, and before she, you know, married, had kids. Now she's married, she's got children, some of her children have children, and she's come back to be a big sister to another little sister. Mm-hmm. And so you see how, and she reconnected with her first little sister who's in her 30s, mm-hmm. has three kids, just finished her master's.
Well, I know a lot of these relationships, while the official mentoring may only go on for 32 months or whatever, a lot of it goes on beyond that. And you really, you know, you spend time with these people and you become invested in their lives. And, you know, that's obviously what you're hoping for.
And we have some that, particularly with the Low Family Young Scholars Program, which we're a partner with, and those matches can be 5, 6, 7 years, and they go. We really try to support that match, even though they're 18 through their first year of college, because there's a huge investment by everybody.
Right.
And, you know, the first year of college can be difficult, even if you have all of the everything working in your favor. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those will stay official matches. Sometimes they will close the official part, but they stay connected, and that's what happened with Cheryl and Arinda. They lost touch, but always they came back together, and it's just gratifying to see how those lives turn out.
Neat. Well, and so we started out with Bowl for Kids' Sake, which supports all this, and that. Let's go through that again. When is the event?
Our events, our Youth Bowl, which is unique to Bartlesville. We are the only site in the state that does a Youth Bowl, and we've done it for several years. The Youth Bowl is for grades 6 to 12, and they sign up at their school.
Okay.
They collect pledges, and they come to a party. It's a bowling party. We have goodie bags and T-shirts and pizza and pop and door prizes and music and all kinds of things. It's a way for youth in our community to have a fun time and help other youth in the community. Last year we had 25 youth teams, and they raised a little over $6,500.
Awesome.
So, which is awesome. And our goal this year is to have 32 fill the house. Mm-hmm. And they're off to a great start. We have coordinators at each site, at each school, that are helping to get those teams organized. Then that day, the Youth Bowl is February the 9th. And anybody that wants information on that can call our office, or they can talk to the school. The school will know who the coordinator is at that school, and it's for grades 6 to 12. The party days, which is the adult community days, are Friday, February the 17th, Thursday, February the 23rd, and Friday, February the 24th.
Okay.
And there's different times on those dates.
So there's plenty of time to get a team together. You're going to be on the lookout for people out wanting to get you to sponsor them.
Right, and this year, the new website makes it a lot easier for virtual bowlers.
Okay, good.
In fact, like the probably all four of the people in our office will be virtual bowlers. We'll have pledge sheets. We're not bowling per se, because everybody we know we've recruited to be team captains, but we all each are expected to have our own pledge sheet and expected to raise money.
Have to bowl to raise money.
Okay. And we set up a team at Phillips 66 yesterday, where it's a group, it's a work group, and they're we set up the team, and it's going to be totally virtual. The work group will have the link to their website link to their team fundraising page. They'll send it out. They'll raise money that way, but they're not bowling.
I imagine my score would be a lot better in
it
virtual
will be,
bowling.
Yes. Well, and even when you're bowling, we give you a score of 100. So, you
okay.
know. And as we say, it's not about the bowling.
No, no, this isn't
but
a contest.
I do think it will be easier this year to if you're just like, I can't bowl, I have a bad back, but I really want to help, mm-hmm. you could become a virtual bowler. Or you could get your organization to be a virtual team and still help to raise the money.
Awesome. Yeah. So great stuff. Glad to have you here. Hopefully it'll be a big event. We'll get everybody out there to sign up and get a team and consider the virtual bowling. What is that phone number if they want to call and get more information, or if they have trouble finding the webpage, how can they call you guys?
918-213-4524.
213-4524. Right.
All right. And we just really appreciate our sponsors. They underwrite the costs of the event, so
yeah,
all the money raised.
It's really important. The major sponsors, once again, DSR and
ConocoPhillips and
Phillips 66.
And Seitel
are the top Seitel.
Sponsors. Yeah.
Don't want to forget any of them. And thank you to them for their support for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and to everybody else out there listening that's putting together a team.
And yeah. anybody that's listening that thinks, I've always thought about being a mentor, or I'm starting to think about being a mentor, and would just like information, please call our office. We'd be happy to give you the information. You're under no obligation if you call, but just call because we do have 34 children that are on the bulletin board waiting.
There's a waiting list for mentors. So.
Waiting for somebody to say,
is that usually the case? There's usually...
That's roughly mm-hmm. what we run. Right now, in the last year or so, we've been running pretty even split between number of boys and number of girls. Usually, it's more boys than girls because mm-hmm. you have more women that volunteer and more boys referred. But that pattern sort of shifted last year. So we're running right around an even split between boys and girls. And most of them right now are in that 10 to 14 range.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that. If you're interested in a mentoring position, give them a call or check it out on the web, on the internet. And good luck with the Bowl for Kids' Sake this year. Really excited to have you in here today and talk about it.
Thank you, dear Brad. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlene.
And Brad, this is something that I know you have talked about this event several times in the past. It's just one of the events that is an important part of what goes on in our community.
Well, it's an annual event. We have so many things that happen in our community and so many great organizations. But this one is great because it has an impact on individuals and puts people together. And plus, it's a lot of fun. The Bowl for Kids' Sake is really about having fun. It's a big party, as Charlene said. And, it's not about winning the bowling or anything. It's about raising money and mostly in little bits. Mm-hmm. Lots of little bits add up. You said the youth bowl raised over $6,000. And how much do you raise from the event altogether?
The goal is $145,000.
So, this is a major fundraising effort. We're going to raise thousands of dollars, and it all goes back into the community.
It does, and I know that you said it's not important to see who's winning, but the natural tendency is let's keep score.
Yeah, so. it is. We are going to keep rolling the ball, and I'm sure someone will be tracking the score.
So.
Well, a couple of years ago, we went from the regular 10-pin to an, I think it's called 9-pin no tap, mm-hmm. and so it makes it a lot easier to get those higher scores, and it's a faster bowling too. But people come out and they use it as an opportunity to get together, get their work groups together, get their friends together, come out, just enjoy a couple of hours of bowling and fun. Most of the people who bowl and Bowl for Kids' Sake bowl once a year.
Yeah.
For this event.
But it's the fun, social, all being there, raising money at the same time, having a good time, and say, look, I just raised, I don't care, $500.
And
whatever
all
it was.
For such a great cause.
Yeah.
So
you can call, sign up, or go to the website and get signed up, or just drop by Big Brothers Big Sisters and say, help me.
Help me. Give me some more information. I want to be a mentor.
There you go. So Charlene is good at that, and I've had the opportunity to talk to both sides of some of the matches in the past, and it is a fun experience to see the enthusiasm on both faces and when they talk about what they've done.
Well, it is about relationships and building on that experience that you've already got, and you can help somebody gone through that part of their life, and you know, if there are, we have over 30 kids waiting for matches now in our community. So.
And I don't think Charlene mentioned it, but Charlene, you have also opened up opportunities for couples to get involved, and which kind of gets a whole new dynamic into what's going on.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Charlie. That is one of those best kept secrets. Yes, we have big brothers and big sisters, matched with boys, big sisters are matched with girls, and there is an opportunity for couple matches to come in. They're matched with one child. Generally, that will be a boy, and because we usually have more boys. They're screened separately, but they are matched with one, and it gives the child the opportunity to have both a male and a female role model and a healthy marriage. And it gives the couple the opportunity, because a lot of times that will be young couples where they're both working, or a couple where one is more outgoing than the other, but you know, together they really make a dynamic team, and they want to do something for the community, but they don't want to take more time away from each other, and so, or one travels a lot so they can maintain the consistent contact, even though, or they have different, you know, a lot of times we've had couples where, you know, they'll go out and the guys will do the grilling and then they'll come in and play a board game together, or, you know, there's just all kinds of things that adds a richness to that match. And that we don't have very many couple matches. I think we have maybe two, but the opportunity is there.
Well, I can see where a couple would say, well, you know, I want to do it, but I need the other person to help support me on what's going on. So, well,
particularly if one is more outgoing than the other.
Yeah.
You know, and the matches that we do have that are couple matches are just having a lot of fun at all together.
Yeah, so there's another opportunity to get
involved.
That's
great. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so, well, I get to talk to her apparently. But I get to talk to you about what's going on at the dealership, and you know, there's always something going on. We talked last time about your big 75th anniversary winner.
That's
but,
right.
But this is still an opportunity to say, you know, go take a test drive. It's a good time of year.
Well, it is a good time of year. This is we've been through a lot of the model year changeover. There's still some leftovers on the 2016 model vehicles. If you're looking for a really great deal, it's a good time to come look at that. It's a really good time of the in the year cycle for used car vehicles because values tend to kind of bottom out, I guess you could say, in relation to the market in the last fourth quarter. This time of year, they're still relatively low. A lot of times the values start to rise as we get closer to tax season. Mm-hmm. And so you're at a point here where the values are still relatively low. Nobody's getting their refunds yet. And the used car values are pretty nice right now. There's a lot of value out there. There's a lot of great deals on interest rates that are still low. We've still got some 0% interest. We've got great rebates on across the board on all kinds of our vehicles, Toyota, Ford, Lincoln. There's some really big owner loyalty incentives for Ford owners right now.
Okay.
And you know, so really all this is there at any time. You know, and most of the incentives and things they change, but they have different structures. But the bottom line is right now is kind of a slow time of year, so the deals are there, and there's a lot to be. A lot of opportunity, great inventory, great selection. One thing we're seeing is a lot more people, we talk about it online, you know, doing their online research, but so many people are just coming in with everything ready. And, you know, we've really invested a lot in our appointment process on the sales side. Mm-hmm. More and more people are coming in to look at a car. We can have it ready, gassed up, ready to go. Most of the work done, price set, trade valuation virtually done, just do a few quick things. It allows for the car deal to be much simpler and much faster, and we're finding people really like that.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of the way my wife bought her last car. She says, okay, I want to drive it just to make sure, but here's the printout of what I want, you know.
Yeah, so. No, it's really common right now, and as we've worked on this VIP appointment thing, we keep getting better and better at it, and our customers are really liking it, and it really is a matter of matching up what you want there with what and being ready when you come in, and so we don't have to start over when you get there.
Kind of like Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
That's similar, yeah.
So it's an opportunity to I guess, print out what you want in a car and print out a little bit about yourself and take it over to Charlene and let them match you up.
There you go. Match you up with a mentor
together.
And we'll match you up with a car.
A new friend and a new car all at the same time.
There you go. What a perfect day.
It is a great day. 995 Oil Change going on every day that they're open anyway. They're not doing it on Sunday, but 995 Oil Change is going on today at Dungey's Family of Autos. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.